Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
We are Faithpreneurs once again. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call, Testimonies in Faith. And what we do here is that we identify our name, our scripture, and what we are grateful for. And I want to add, who invited you to this call? So good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. David, thank you so much for coming up and doing an opening prayer. Mother Gwen, Jason, good morning. Gina, good morning. Tanika, Gayla, Daryl, Seeley, Darren, Lynette, Josie, Shanice, hey Raquel, Portia, Robin, and Yvette, good morning. We always continue to keep Dr. Stacey in prayer. She was reelected and they are still over there doing what they do in blue. So good morning. I'm going to go to Mother Gwen so that she can tell us where she's from, what she's grateful for, and give us a little bit of that mother word, mother wit that she has for us. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, and I'm trying to be in a Lazarus modality, raising up. Hallelujah. You know, it seems that the more you do, the more you get to do. I'm calling in from Los Angeles. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be in a group of people that want to do better for our Father. My scripture today is, the Lord is my shepherd. I do not have any lack. And I'm needing him to bring me through to still water so I can restore my soul. Teaching prophetic modules this weekend. On my way to church to teach, got in late, been up late. And so I'm just praying a refreshing over the room. I'm just praying for us that are here, that we can just know that there is a time to work, but there's a time to rest as well. I just feel particularly sensitive to just reach out and just blanket my brother Jason, who covers us so graciously, and asking God to just infuse, Father, everything in him, in every cell, fight, and all of us too. Just corporate refreshing for all of us right now. Take that deep breath right now and just release the cares of this world, the cares of yesterday. Even the fact that we rejoice that we get another day, but it's like, oh God, but there is a rest for God's people. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. And who brought me into the room, you know, Dr. Roz, Dr. Stacy, Carmen, and just having friends that say, this is a good thing. Walk in it. And I pray that that's what you're going to be doing too, that you're going to be able to just look around and say, where is the rest for me? We've talked about it before, but you know, there's a time for work and there's a time to be just still. And I know Jason talked about that in terms of what it means in the Hebrew, et cetera, but I believe that God is calling for us to be refreshed, to come into him. Psalms 91 talks about how he makes a provision for us, hides us, even like under his virtual wing. So today, if you're doing a lot, just want you to examine what you're doing and then saying, what is it that I need to do? And what is it that I can put to the side and have a balance in what I do? So grateful that our sister Stacy, her gift has made room for her again and given her promotion. But I'll leave you with this. Just today, just enter his rest. Come alongside and just have a talk with him and just refresh. Let us see, you know, how the ant works. There's a time for working. But I think today, what God is saying to my spirit and soul, even though I've got 8 hours of training ahead of me, but to pace, to reflect, to just in giving him the glory, but to steward my body. Am I hydrating? The caution right now because of the heat that's all over the country. You know how your mama used to tell you, just go sit yourself down and be still. How many people have that?
Right.
Your mama used to just tell you, be running around, and you had the energy of that youth. But he says, as he will raise you up as an eagle, and he'll give you that strengthening. But what we want to reflect on, I think, today is, Lord, I'm inviting the refreshing of the Lord. Can everybody just take a deep breath where you are? And release the cares of this world, the cares of yesterday, the cares of today. Even when you start it, you say, oh my God, but this is the day that the Lord has made. And I like to say it like this, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Order our steps and our footsteps and prints today, Lord. We're acknowledging you in all our ways, and you're going to lead, guide, and direct it. And anything that is not productive and on your to-do list for us today, bring it to our remembrance through the Holy Spirit to let us know this is not something that's on the record today. I speak to every cell in everyone's body to be refreshed, to be replenished, that we have the God mind today, the mind of God, and know that God wants us in good stewardship and balance. What may you be neglecting about your body? Stilling the mind. Just coming to a place of like, yes, Lord. Taking that breath. Releasing and casting the care of the day, even though it just started, on him. He has the ownership of it. You have the stewardship. Happy birthday to all of the July babies. If you, like myself, have experienced loss recently, I pray that you will seek the shalom, the peace, and the comfort of God over you. For those who are saying, how am I going to pay this bill? Jehovah Jireh is present and alive. So we just thank him right now. Just reflect right now and settle yourself, even though you're waking up for the day. But we're not going to go into that day in anxiety. We'll be anxious for no thing. Jason, I'm borrowing yours. Won't take it away from you. But it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, not today. It's okay. Take the model of God. He did work, but then there was a time where he said, I'm sat down and did what I needed to do. So I speak to each and every one of you today to be encouraged. And knowing that God made the day, he's not ignorant what's going to happen in the day. Ask him, seek him if you haven't. You say, Lord, I was a little remiss. I got up this morning, jumped up, and didn't have my time with you. So you could tell me what the day is going to be since you ordered the day. I hope that what I said is just bringing you to a place of like refreshing. Because that's what God does. the joy of the Lord in our praise gives us strength. So get your praise on. That will infuse your cells like no energy drink or shot. The joy of the Lord will spike you, but in a positive, healthy way, and strengthen you, because God cannot lie and he will never fail. He watches over his word to perform it. I speak the joy of the Lord for strength for you, the shalom, the peace of the Lord for you to settle and balance you, and the power of the Lord to have you initiate anything that you're faced with. Protection of the Lord to know he's got your back. And the omniscience and omnipotence of God, we can't lose. He's all present. He's everywhere. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. That's a good place to sit. God bless you today. Dr. Ross, back to you.
Ah, that's good. That's good. It's like you were over here in spirit with Vincent and I this morning, because rest, you know, when we think about rest, and you know I love acronyms, those of you who know me, it aligns beautifully with our kingdom wellness, especially when Jason gives us some nuggets, you know, a wellness message means respecting energy, submitting tenaciously. And you know what?
You're a little Mother bit, you're Gwen, a little bit in.
You talked about Mother said, go sit
hold
down.
Hold on, you're ready? A little bit in. Start it again, because you went a little bit into that place, and we bind that every technological glitch right now. Go. You are not welcome here. God made everything, so it's going to work well. So give us the acronym again, rest.
Can you hear me now, Mother? Can y'all hear me? Uh-oh, can y'all hear me now?
I can hear you.
So I bought in Calvita. My name is Rosalind Calvita. So I just said, the Holy Spirit, Mother, thank you. The Holy Spirit said, bring up Calvita, because we don't know what Dr. Smile part is going to do on the iPhone, but this is the Android. So for y'all who love Androids, look at here. Mother, what I was sharing is that, you know, I love acronyms. You know that. Many people do. And I have an acronym for REST, respecting energy, submitting tenaciously. And it aligns beautifully with our kingdom wellness, especially those kingdom wellness messages when Jason gives us nuggets about our temple. And when you mentioned Mother saying, hey, go sit yourself down, wouldn't that be respecting energy, submitting tenaciously? So we wouldn't have to get, you know, a little rump-de-rump butt whooping or whatever. So what I was thinking, you know, when we think about rest, true rest is not quitting, but some of us think that it is. Rest is very active. It is trusting. And when we respect the energy of God, it has entrusted to us, we honor him with our spirit, our mind, our body. Rest is an act of faith that says, God, I trust you more than my striving. And it made me even think, I'm going to give you guys my scripture, and then we'll go over to Brother David. My scripture is coming from Psalms 95 from the the Contemporary English Version. And it says, worship and obey the Lord as a title. Sing joyful songs to the Lord. Praise the mighty rock where we are safe. Come to worship him with thankful hearts and songs and praise. And Mother, you were so on point, because as a couple, when Vincent and I have very different sleep patterns. And I said this morning, the devil is a liar. So when I heard him moving around, I just went on in there and said, honey, do you mind closing your phone down and let's go into prayer? Let's go into prayer. And then we talked about what we were thankful for. So we have got to be intentional about our environment
of prayer. So this is a great morning. If you're here, welcome to the Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. It's been going on for 20 years. Dr. Stacy has been reelected. If you'd like to share, raise your hand. We'll bring you on up. But remember here, what we do is give your name, where you're from, your scripture, what you're grateful for. And we're going to add, because we're going to have to, Dr. Stacy and her team, we're going to have to talk. Are we at the 19th or the 20th year? This started off at a conference as just early morning prayer for before we get busy in a cornered room that the hotel allowed us to go into. And it grew from 10 to 20 to 30, 40, 50, 60. And I don't know if we ever made 60, 70, 80, but we had morning prayer all the whole week. And then people was like, Dr. Stacy, you need to keep this going. And when it kept going, it was on a conference call for years on Saturday. And now guess what? Dr. Stacy invited me to the clubhouse. So we've been here since 2020 on the clubhouse. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, David, good morning. What are you grateful for, brother, and your favorite scripture?
Grace and peace. Good morning. David Tucker Whitaker, coming from Philadelphia. My scripture for today is Ecclesiastes 3:1, which reads, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." The application of this scripture in my life and this week has been in slowing down. So very, very much in related to Mother Gwen's word on rest. I have been endeavoring for the past few months, really for the past couple of years, to build multiple businesses simultaneously, what's called parallel entrepreneurship, and that has not been working. It's just not been as efficient as it should be, and the Lord has impressed upon me for some time now, and I've just been too stubborn, too willful to yield. But these last couple of weeks, He's really gotten me into a place where I can slow down and work on one venture at a time, get it established, get it, you know, build some momentum, some traction, and go from there. And so I'm thankful for that, not only for the increase, you know, focus and efficiency, but again, because of the rest. When you're carrying too many responsibilities or trying to solve too many problems, meet too many needs simultaneously, we invariably find ourselves in situations where we're overworking, overstressing, you know, not making the time for rest and intimacy with the Lord. And all of that. And so, I found myself in that state, you know, several times. And the Lord is gracious. I thank the Lord that He's just, you know, very gently but firmly impressed upon me the importance of focus and clarity and discipline and making sure I'm, you know, making the main thing for each season. And for this season, it is the book. There are other things, obviously, I want to do around it and other ventures I want to, you know, get going that He's placed in my heart. But I keep forgetting that the revelation, the insights, the downloads are not necessarily to be acted upon now. They are to be kind of planned for, you know, stored in the long-term archive, placed on the back burner. And so I'm getting better at managing that accordingly. For His glory and for my good, for my effectiveness and productivity. And so I just thank the Lord for that, because God is a God of rest. He does desire us to make time for all of the things that matter. You talked about health and wellness. We got to make time for that. And a lot of that involves stillness and again, rest and hydration. Some of the simple things that, you know, tend to fall by the wayside as we are ripping and running and doing this and that, you know, trying to make things happen in the natural sense without neglecting. We can't neglect the spiritual or the physical aspects of our wellness and our productivity. So I thank God for that clarity. Just a quick insight. I heard this data point this past week or maybe last week that we process more vitamin D. So we get vitamin D from the sun, or we metabolize vitamin D from the sun, and we get more of that, you know, the more effective process by seeing the sunrise than we do spending an hour or two out in the day midday, you know, in the sun. And why do I stress that? Well, because I believe that is an indication that we are built to see the sunrise, that God is specifically intends us for us to see the sunrise and see the sunset, and that those be kind of, milestone markers in our day around taking time to just be with the Lord and just having some quietness and appreciation and, gratitude, right? And having a spirit of gratitude. Gratitude, I found out today, I knew this already, but science is confirming it. Gratitude rewires the brain, right? So there's all of these like little nuggets around neurology and just how we're built that leans us back to some of the principles we learn in the Bible, and not the least of which is just, as you all were mentioning, intimacy with the Lord, time for prayer, time for reflecting, time to be refreshed, all of that. And so this scripture, I think, seals that up. And it is really something that I found myself trying to be very intentional about these last couple of weeks, so making the main thing the main thing. And sometimes that main thing is rest. So amen. To God be the glory. I land.
Amen, 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 amen. Oh my gosh. Brother David, thank you so much. And even thank you for your love and your leadership that calling upon you, you come in and grace us with some knowledge. That is so good. So rest, 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 y'all. Rest, 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 rest. Yes, that is so awesome. So awesome. So Brother Jason, you got one eye, two eyes open. I don't know.
I want to sing a little song. You know, I'm not a psalmist, but I believe the song is, there was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful movie that was made, that was robbed in terms of getting the Oscar. But here's the song. God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. God's trying to tell you something right now. Isn't that the theme today? Hear him. He's telling us. Rest.
That's him.
Amen. Yes, God is trying to tell you something right now. And for those of you who like love Ebonics, right now. Thank you, praise God. Right now.
Right now. Right now. That's I know, wasn't that part of, I mean, we've been knowing that song for years, but it was made, I guess, more aware and popular from The Color Purple, I think.
Right. Well, right, all of the, as we give, I really thank God, because right now we're in that most, that right now we're sitting, Brother Jason, I want to virtually, physically, as much as I can, sit him on a rock, and let's just, everybody in your mindset, let's lift his arms up, because he's been prevailing and working and giving the rest. But it was in Color Purple, all of the music, I had the privilege of working with the Crouches, Andre and Sandra Crouch, for over 20 plus years. My heart still aches because they're not here, because there's so much for the kingdom that we need real psalmists, that are not just performing, but giving God the glory, praying, and writing his word, right? That's why those songs resonate today. But they got the privilege through Quincy Jones, brought them in. And he says, man, I know your music. And they did all of the spiritual music in the movie, Sister, all of those things were done by Andre Crouch and his singers, and that God is trying to tell you something. And Sister, all of that was a little Puerto Rican sister, Tata Vega, who could sing her behindy off. But all of those inspirational things, the Ship of Zion, et cetera. And even today, God is, that song resonates because he's speaking. The prophetic training class that I'm participating in and teaching is called Hear God's Voice. Because God is wanting, has always wanted to communicate. Even when people were not believers, he talked to them. Woman at the well. Even when they were in adverse sin he was talking to them, Cain, when he says go and dismiss. So if nothing else today, rest in him, listen to him, your sheep in his pasture. The shepherd is on a continuous basis. Are we listening? Are we listening? Are you right now in this call thinking about 15 other things? Right now, can we just, that multitask, I think, was from the enemy. David, this is where I'm coming from, that multitask and multiple agendas simultaneously. I don't believe that they're ordered of God, because he processes one to the other. He showed us in the 6 days, I'm going to make light this day. I'm going to make this the negative day. I'm going to do this. And I'm not condemning multitask, except it's a drive, I think, that sometimes is not watered by God.
No, we should condemn multitasking.
Okay. All right. Well, I was trying
definitely to condemn it, at least correct. For sustained periods of time.
But there is also a spirit called a driving spirit that just drives you. And the thing is that sometimes the Lord will have me, I'll hear it when I'm ministering to people and praying. I said, walk in the pace that God sets. You know, when soldiers are marching and they're marching, they have a, you know, they're marching and they're setting a cadence beat. I believe right now God is wanting us to match his pace, not be behind him, not go ahead of him, but to walk right with him. He's pacing us. Let him pace you in his time, because the word of God says he makes things beautiful in his time. Oh, I hope that's ministering to other people, because I know I woke up this morning because I sleep about 1 o'clock. I woke up about 4 o'clock and know I've got a 12-hour day. And I just said, let me re-regulate this body right now. And let me just come into God's pace. Even the posture of how we breathe. When that's out of balance, we hyperventilate, right? So let's have the breath of God and let him pace us today. And we'll come back to Brother Jason, and we saw his notes. Sister Gina, where are you coming from? What you grateful for?
Good, great morning. I am hailing from Dallas, Texas. And I always say Dallas, but it's one of the suburbs, DeSoto, Texas, just south of Dallas geographically. And I am so grateful. I'm grateful for this room that I landed here. I'm grateful for you, Mother Gwen, who led me here unbeknownst to you, because I was just curious as to see where you were hanging out. I'm grateful for Dr. Smile Calvita for introducing me to Clubhouse and being able to be on here. So I'm just so grateful. And I knew that she hung out over here too. So I said, well, let me come and see what's going on. I'm truly grateful. Grateful to have met Dr. Stacy and Brother Jason. And I hear you all referring to him. I can only imagine about the rest that Jason should be in. And congratulations to Dr. Stacy. Both some of my hometown friends, her two daughters and granddaughter, I think, are her sorors. And so I boast to them that I know Dr. Stacy. I say I'm in community with her, with Bible study and prayer. And so they are just interested in that. And I'm just happy that she did make the presidency again, or the leadership. So we all know her to be such. And Jason, let me speak on him for a moment, then I'll get to my scripture. The first time I encountered Jason's work at we had a Zoom meeting at 8:30 my time, Central Standard Time. And when Jason finally, I think I had to just jump off, release me from that meeting, it was 5 a.m. my time. We went over and over and over all of the practices, all of the material, everything that he wanted to pour, that the Lord had given him to pour into me for that one session. It was so amazing. I had no idea that anybody this day and time had that type of work ethic. So I do know that he needs to rest. I do. My scripture is Ephesians 3:20. It's actually the C part of 3:20, but I'll say it all now. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That's what the Lord has been revealing to me, the little nuances and character traits that I have that are through him and from him. And the power that worketh in me is what I need to be focusing on, not concerned about the worldly things that would cause me to either fret or doubt that things can happen, but just have that trust and faith in him. So I admonish all of you all listening to remember the power that we have in us from Christ our Lord, so that we can truly be about the things that he has for us. And as far as David's comments about the sun, I appreciate that, about the sunrise and the sunset. It caused me to evaluate the timing right now, so that I moved out onto my porch. I had the time to move out onto my porch so that I could enjoy some of the sun while I'm listening to you all. So it is just such a blessing to be a part of this community. And the last thing I want to share is that yesterday, my eldest, I only have two, but my eldest is a granddaughter, turned 13, and I am so grateful. I used to worry the Lord, so all of my peers, people of my age group and around my age group had grandkids. And so I just worried him. I said, you said that grandchildren are a blessing. I want to be blessed. I want that crown of having grandchildren. And so he did finally bless me. My granddaughter is 13, and I was just reflecting yesterday and today on how happy my son was. He's my baby. And in that birthing room, he was just running around. He was so excited. And when that baby finally came out, he ran up to his wife and he kissed her. He was just so excited, taking pictures and all. And it just did my heart so much good. It does, for him to have his own children. I yield. God bless.
The love of children, the love of children. Gina, thank you so much for that share. I want to just talk about another acronym that I had in my arsenal, Mother, because the way you talked about pace, for us to pace ourselves, and the acronym, or I like to do them in sentence forms, not just power words. Prayer activates courageous endurance. Would that make sense to pace y'all? Y'all give some hearts if you think that makes sense for pace, because I just love how the Father gives me acronyms. So y'all keep in prayer for the book of acronyms that should be coming from Dr. Smile. Keep that in prayer so I can do what needs to be done and put these up. So Mother, when you said that, I was like, oh, I got that. And I think how you gave it to me, Lord, it makes perfect sense. Prayer activates courageous endurance while we are pacing ourselves. Now, Mother, I don't know if Mother remembers this, but I know my team, who is a part of Faithpreneur, and they assist me and do leadership roles in my room. Balance for me is a word that's very rigid. So I like the word harmony. So I harmonize better. And I know we're all different as we read God's word and how we operate in the word, because I can give you something else. Don't race through life. Keep God's pace. Pray, align, commit, execute. And another way of that is one of Dr. Stacy's mantras is press, push, pray and praise, but I had to add a Z because I used to spell it and get in trouble by the English teacher because I would put a Z in there. But don't race through life. Keep God's pace. What is God's pace for you? What is he saying about rest? Mother talked about that drive. Is it a kingdom godly drive, or is it a drive that because your humanity has taken over and you are not allowing God to guide you? Hear his voice, to hear his voice for what we need to do. You know, back in the day, they used to say, I'm hustling and I'm grinding. Well, I don't like grinding. And now that I'm at this age, my knees are bad. I don't want to grind and I don't want to hustle because that wouldn't allow us to be in pace with the Father hustling. So if it's in harmony, what comes down from him, oh my gosh, that's what I call smooth. Good morning, Tanika. Good morning.
Wait. I have to correct something in the room.
Okay.
Your knees are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
And you're resisting the attack against them by the predator. Death and life is in the power of our tongue. We will speak over our bodies as calling those things that may be not present right now, but as they are too, according to the word. And I get wonderfully made, okay?
I get it, Mother, and thank you for that. I was just like telling you what
the reality, you know, God gave me something really quick, and some people may say, oh, she's just jumping in, but you know, we have to. It be instant in season. The Lord gave me something, and I know it was Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He said, there's a truth, and there's a truth. He says, when you are in sickness, there's a truth. I don't feel well. Isn't that a reality? That's the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, by his stripes, I'm healed. Do you see the correlation?
Yeah.
There's the truth, and there's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we must align and bring our conversation, our thought life, and everything into that truth. It's not that we're ignoring it and we deny it. No, we're recognizing it, that the predator has gotten in any kind of way, because he says our bodies die daily, but I got something for him. Okay, I got something for him. And Psalms 119 says, Lord, order my steps. And remember that wonderful song, order my steps in the word, O Lord. Mm-hmm. So that's the pace of God. So when you said that, see, you just ignited me today. Lord, show us how to walk in and let you order our steps. Is that good, David? That'll help with that multitask demon, right? You know, set the pace, so Father, for me. Okay, I'm going to be still. Praise the Lord.
That's good. So that's good, why, Mother. That's why you're the mother of the room. And when you said that, made me think. So getting that word, and this is a season that I need that. And thank you so much, Mother. So when you said truth and truce, truth transforms and truce only pauses the battle. Would I think of it that way? But truth transform, Mother, come back to that. Uh-oh.
I was saying the Holy Spirit gave me this. He said, there is a truth and there is the truth. Remember, he says, I am the truth of life. Mm-hmm. He says that you're not negating a situation, but your communication about what is attacking you is, I am resisting the devil in terms of bronchitis. I'm resisting bronchitis. And resisting it, the devil, as opposed to saying, I have bronchitis. See, ownership. No, we're not owning it. We're not even going to steward it. We're going to resist it. And we've got to move our lips to say what God says. I'm resisting a cold. It may sound foreign, but guess what? It aligns with his word. I'm not owning none of it. Okay.
I'm resisting
arthritis. I'm resisting inflammation because he has to come for his word in my mouth. He says, when I resist the devil, he said the devil's supposed to flee. So the truth is, I'm resisting arthritis, but the truth is, by the stripes of Jesus, I am made whole and are healed. Amen.
Y'all better get this one. for your replay.
There's a truth and there's a truth, the truth. And he is the truth. So whatever might, he says that this temporary affliction cannot compare to the eternal, absolute gift that he has for us. Now, we don't have to wait till we go to heaven with it, but we can demand it and bring dominion of it. Y'all got me preaching this morning. Bring it right here this morning.
Right here.
He's a right now God. If you believe it, I know you can receive it right now. Come on, Andre. If right you believe it, I know you can receive it right now. As a man thinketh, so are you. God is speaking to us in this room today. First, go sit down somewhere and let me talk to you. Let me order your steps. Let me be the breathing machine to order your breath, the Ruha of God. Let me infuse you with by my blood refreshing the oxygen. Let me oxygenate you right now to bring you to the purpose of this day. And be joyful in it because I'm going to give you strength for that. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ain't that wonderful? Come. It brought me to a place of, is anybody resonating what's happening right now? There is an anointing, tangible anointing in this room.
God give some emojis for that. This is so
there's
good.
There's a tangible. And one of the things I have to give honor where honor's due. Our brother Tommy Jackson just came into the room and he has a book called I'm a mess it up, Tommy, but it's Living the Day.
Living the Page.
But Living the Page. And let me just tell you, he gave me one word, and it was a rhema word, because I was just dealing with a whole lot. He says, wake up, get up. And that infused me about how I respond to the Lord waking me up every day. You know, the wake up of God means purpose. And the first thing is first give him the glory. Thank you for life, Lord. And then take the pause and say, Father, as I reflect and celebrate you in my life, order my steps. And I'm going to be quiet and let you all talk. But I just thank God for him. I'm so more productive in the last few days, Tommy. I'm living it. And I thank you. I thank God for every gift in this room. And I'm going to rest my mic. Thank you so much.
This is so good. And Brother Tommy, if you can grab your link and put it in the chat so that the family can get into Living the Page. So y'all, Dr. Stacy is on assignment. Jason is resting. And who we have on the stage, we will close out because I have an assignment. Mother, not unless you're available and you want to keep it going. I'm just saying. So I'm going to go to this order. Brother Tommy, text me because I want to make sure because I would love for you to close out with your share and then be able to, you know, if y'all know Brother Tommy, he's always going to play a song because he is the kingdom DJ. So I'm going to go to Tanika. Tanika, good morning. What are you grateful for? What is your scripture? And tell us, you know, who invited you?
All right. Good morning. I'm not going to say I have a cold, but I hope you guys can hear me. Good morning. I am Tanika. I'm calling from the 757 Hampton Roads, Virginia. I am grateful for, oh my goodness, so many things. This room, I'm just like every confirmation has already been said, but I was invited to come up on the stage by Mama Gwen. I've been in Faithpreneur community family since 2023, faithfully, because I came right during the beginning of COVID. in 2020 and then shied away for 3 years. I don't know. I just, you know, I don't want to say busyness. I know Auntie Roger was talking about that busyness, but I'm just grateful because my scripture today has already been said because I have an assignment today at 12 o'clock. I am one of the three women that assist our 18 to 37 year old young women's program. And I'm supposed to introduce the speaker. And on yesterday, I didn't go into work because I had chest pains and I woke up with a scratchy throat. My daughter, I worked from home on Wednesday, and my youngest woke up that Wednesday saying, "Mommy, I don't want you to go in." And I was like, "Okay, I'm not going to go in," because she had a fever on Tuesday evening. And so I said, "Well, what is my scripture going to be for today?" I was going to do, I pressed toward the mark of the high prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And then the Lord moved me to Isaiah 53:5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And I was going to text, our leader, Sister Gibson, and tell her that I can't do the introduction today because I have a cold. But then listening to all that's been shared this morning, I'm just like, "God, I'm seeking healing." Yes, I was resting last night. I took a Benadryl. I was supposed to drive to Baltimore. I don't know if all of you have been seeing on social media the auxiliaries and ministry conferences going on. And a lot of my friends are very close to me. And I'm like, this is the opportunity for me to go to see people from California, to see my friends from Jersey and all over the world. And I'm going to drive up. I'm going to drive up after work. And that was not what God told me to do. He said, "You need to rest." I'm texting my friends like, "I'm oppressed my way. I'm oppressed. I had one friend saying, "Girl, it's 3 hours away. By the time you get here, it's going to be 7. Service is starting." And I wanted to see the concert that Kirk Franklin was being honored last night, but I just been enjoying the video. So hallelujah. I just thank you, God, for this community of believers, for this family. The confirmation has come forth and I receive it. Mama Gwen, you sent the invite and I wasn't going to hit join. My hand was like, "Do I have much to say today?" But he said, "Be faithful over," he said, if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you rule over many. And because of that faith of that button of my hand just hitting the join, the confirmation, I'm healed by his stripes. And I want to just give another affirming word. A week ago today, 4th of July, we went to a going away for a young man. And I saw this young lady all in the sunroom area. And I kept walking past her and our eyes kept meeting. I was saying hello, but you know, we just met eyes. As I'm sitting next to my husband, out of nowhere, that young lady walks up to me. She says, "Can you pray with me? I have a pain in my stomach." And I said, "Sure, I'll pray with you right now." And I began to pray. And she just looked at me. And she turned around and went back into the sunroom. And my husband was like, "Wow." He was like, "The Lord led her right to you." I said, "Honey, I've been walking past that lady all night during, you know, back and forth from the kitchen." And the lady of the house, the young man that was going away, I said, "Do you know this woman?" She said, "No." One of the guests brought two of the ladies that she cares for at a home. And I said, "Well," she walked up to me and asked me to pray for her. And I prayed and she's like, "Wow, look at God." And so in the midst of everything that was going on, you know, the fireworks and the food and all of those things, that was a moment that God allowed me to pray with her. And I thank God for the opportunity. I don't have the young lady's name and anything like that. But again, that healing, that rest, it's confirmation. And I just yield. I just bless you all with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you all. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful and grateful for how God does everything. He does everything so well. And so I yield my mic.
I just want to update your No, I just want to say, because both of us, I'm going to be running out of my house to facilitate this training. We don't ever want to make people think they're not welcome here or what their value is. But just be mindful that today we're just all in a different place of an urgency of another meeting. But we would never not have this room. So praise God for Tanika. And thank you, Sister. It's Sister Nina, then Tarika, and then Tommy. I think that's it. What we have, Doctor, can you hang in for those three?
Yes, ma'am. And of course, anyone who has prayer requests or praise report, if you can put it in the chat area. And then also what Jason does at the very end, even though you come into the room, we don't make an assumption that you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you would like for any of us to have a prayer with you and you know how to do the back channel, you can communicate to us privately, or you can be bold and just put it in the comments if you need to do that walk of faith. So, yes. So good morning to all. And those who have red tickets, Yvette and Boutique, hey, I like that. Definitely go click the Faithpreneur Club up top and you'll be able to join. So yes, this is what we're going to do. Keep Jason in prayer. Keep Dr. Stacy in prayer. And our dear Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur, she is at a retreat for her own congregation. Keep her in prayer and just pray for each other. David, thank you for your leadership with coming up, and to God be all glory. So we're going to go to Nina, Tarika, and then we'll have Brother Tommy to give his name, location, and his scripture, and then a little bit of a highlight share and a closing song. So y'all go follow each other. Go follow each other. Hey, Nina, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just, you know, Mother started talking and things came to my mind. So I just want to do this. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. And then she said something else and it made me think, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Church, well, it may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So I'm hailing from Dallas, Texas. I'm glad to be here. Who invited me to Clubhouse is Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Dr. Roz, who pinged me into the room today. I would say my husband's cousin. That's the Jason Hodge. We have a little thing going with the whole Hodge thing. I'm just glad to be here. I thank the Lord every single day for an opportunity to just worship and praise him. That's all I got this morning. Mother, you have ignited me and got me over here singing. So I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, Nina Lynn. Make sure you definitely do follow Nina Lynn. She has a lot up her sleeve. So if you need a little assistance, you not only have Carmen, she and Carmen know each other. We've got another faith-based finance coach and organization. So definitely do that. So, hey, Tarika, good morning.
Great morning. Great morning. I'm so grateful to be in the room, first of all, in the land of the living, because that means God still has purpose that needs to be filled. And it's a gift. It's a gift that we don't all have. So I am tapping in from Houston, Texas. I was originally invited to Clubhouse from Jason. And I wasn't going to say anything. And I'm like, I'm not going to belabor the time because I know everyone has assignments. I did get in the room a little bit later than usual today, I guess, because I was resting. This week, I have been off from the time clock job. And I had to trust God with that because I believe it was, I'm going to say it's intentional by God. It could have been a computer error that I was off the complete week and did not ask for it. But I had to keep emphasizing to other people that were like, you didn't ask your manager why you're not on the schedule. You didn't ask your supervisor. No. Mm-mm. And I could say that, you know, you have to trust God with your finances, period. I know he's going to provide. But I know that that wasn't going to just be a days that I'm off. It's 10 days total, actually, because then the following week I got another 2 weeks, and then the week prior was one. So anyway, but everything is planned out, and we have to maximize every moment that God gives us. He's so very intentional. When I came in the room, it was reminding me of, I guess I'm thinking it was Elijah that was in the cave, but he said, you got to eat and get ready for the journey. So, I mean, that eating is something different, but that's saying to get your strength, which is different from physically resting. But that's what I was just thinking, man. I'm supposed to be receiving a certain kind of rest because I already know what my schedule is going to look like after my days off. And even with the heat waves and everything that's going on right now, I'm exempt from that, even from the elective things in building the kingdom that I'm supposed to be doing outside. I've been looking at every single day I've been off, and I've been like, we can't waste this, God. I can't get comfortable in the bed and things of that nature. But I haven't been getting up early like I could. But that's why I also like what David said about basically the sunrise and the sunset. To me, that speaks of the glory of God, just taking that in. And I don't have a regular sleeping pattern. So when I see the light through the window, oh, it's time to get up. Like, God, what are we doing today? So that's how I operate. I take my rest when I can. If it's 15 minutes, if I have to take a nap, I'm going all the way in for 15 minutes. I know what rest is. So I hope that you guys take those moments and those pauses. And the whole reason why I did want to say something is because I tried to put in the chat, but it was too lengthy. But I did put up the fire emoji when, let me see here. I'm going to go back to it real quick. When it was talking about catching the pace of God, that's something that we should always continuously, because like the song just went forth, order my steps. We're always wanting him to order our steps. So making sure that we're in the will of God and that we're not taking on things that don't belong to us and things of that nature, and our assignments and our efforts and our energy, always checking in with him. Is catching the pace. When I heard moving in the pace of God, and how that should always, we always want to be alongside with him. That's how we're executing everything. But when I did matching his pace, that's what I was trying to put in the comment section, but then it was too long. So I was like, oh, well, I have to read it then. So when I heard matching his pace, I said, yeah, that's what I always strive towards. And that came to the word homeostasis came to mind. So I'm just going to read it just like it says. Homeostasis is essential for survival because it keeps our body's internal environment stable despite constant changes. It ensures your cells function optimally by regulating temperature, hydration, and chemistry. Without this continuous balance, your vital organs fail to operate, which can lead to severe illness and death. So that is the importance of trying to, let me go back to the exact words, to matching his pace, to keeping in alignment. And you know, it's like, you don't want to move where he's not moving. You don't want to move outside of his grace. You don't want to move outside of his protection. You don't want to move outside of his word and his will. So just keeping and matching his pace and how
that
is important in your rest.
Thank God for that. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pace and matching.
That's all I wanted to share, is that homeostasis that you keep physically, mentally, and spiritually when you are trying to match his pace.
Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. So we're going to go to Tommy. I want y'all to make sure that you grab Tommy's link, because in a moment I'm going to change it up to Dr. Stacy's Popcorn of Faith. Go share it out to get the popcorn, and support Faithpreneur TV. Faithpreneur TV. And Mother Gwen, it has been extended until July 18th. The Faith Kernels. So that is a business. Y'all probably know Double Good, but this happens to be another business of opportunity of being able to brand and do a fundraiser. So listen to Brother Tommy, and then I'll change that out. And Tommy, when you get to the music part, just before the music, if you can close out in prayer after your share of your favorite scripture, who you are, where you live, and then also a little bit of reflection from what Mother Gwen said about wake up, get up. Hey, Brother Tommy, good morning.
That's like I'm sitting down writing down a list of all the things I'm supposed to do right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Everybody get off your mics and be rejoiceful. I need to hear some noise. Be
joyful.
I mean, when we say wake up, get up, that's what he means. There's a joy to the day. And, you know, that's where when I started to do the book and all that stuff, it's not about selling books for me. It's the people that know my life, it's out of obedience. See, we brought God down. I'm not going to preach at you this morning. Trust me, I'm not a preacher, but we brought God down to our level. We brought him down to our level. I heard my sister say, God said not go somewhere. If God said not go somewhere, don't get in the car. Don't get in the car. Doesn't matter about how you feel or whether you feel good, bad, or indifferent. If God spoke it, then I have to obey it. And God spoke to me to do this book. And you got to understand, at the time he spoke to me to do this book, I was considered the number one financial consultant in Alabama after 38 years. According to Forbes and Barron's magazine, I was one of the top 200 financial consultants in the world. Had a team that I'd built from scratch, poor country boy from South Alabama, big dreams and a bigger God, grew up on, you know, food stamps and me and mom not knowing if we're going to pay the power bill. And I was a millionaire by 30 and all that crap that people like to hype about. And I was able to speak in Chicago, and in Chicago, there was over 400 young people turning in 3 days, 12 schools, middle school, high school, college, inner city to private, turned in over 400 notes to me that was suicidal or being abused or self-harm or depressed or anxiety. And I didn't understand that world. So I started studying it, and God had given me a path out as a young person. I'd accepted Christ as my savior, hiding from my dad underneath my bed, trying not to be hit. And I said, if there is a God, don't let this man ever touch me. One of the most guilty things I ever did, because he kept beating my mom, my brother, my sister, but he never touched me again. Somebody should be saying amen to that. God is God all the time. You know, his plans are not our plans. Lean not into your own understanding, for his ways are not our ways, but in all things acknowledge him, and whatever is meant for evil would be turned to good. And to sit here and say I'm going to write a book meant that I had to walk out of my office. And I'd prayed and prayed and prayed about God. Why do I not have the passion for Jackson Wealth Management the way I used to? And in my spirit, man, after 6 weeks, I heard him say, it's become your God. I never walked back into the office again. not one single time. Told my team, I'm done. I'm out. We'll figure out how to buy me out. We'll figure out how to get out, but I can never be back in here again because God is God. And so, you know, after 2 years, we've got the book out, all those kind of things. I'm not trying to sell books. That's not what I do. I'm trying to say God is a God in order. Living the pages, that simple. It's the simplicity, the power of God. He gave us a day, and everybody should be glad he gave us a day. When Jesus was asked of all the things we should pray, the Lord's Prayer, he said, give me this day my daily bread. Well, that day's important. Very few things we all have in common in this room, but one of the things that we have is we're both breathing and we have 24 hours. I got to let yesterday go. That means forgive, get forgiveness, true forgiveness, the way he's taught us forgive. And I can't think too much about tomorrow because it's arrogant to think I have one. Am I using this day the way God intended for me to live? Glorious, powerful, in order. So when you sit there and you say, wake up, get up, that's your body. So if you tell your body, hey, I don't feel like getting up today, I'm going to hit the snooze button. That's the most non-productive sleep you can have, according to scientists. And in those situations, you're telling your body you don't want to engage in what God has had in store for you. So I want you to, I want to tell you God has plans for you to prosper, not to hurt you, endure, but you have to obey. There's a God of order. The book is not spiritual, biblical, because it would not be able to be in any school or any corporation that I go speak to. God is in me. So if they put me in the building, then God is in the building. Amen. Somebody should say amen. If God puts me in the building, then God is in the building. And therefore, we're all that light. So how we talk, how we walk, how we think, how we speak, we can't just speak the word. We have to live the word. And that's what sets you free. And so this is about freedom. This is about the power of being amazing every single day, living the page, knowing how to restart everything about your life. You've been programmed since the day you were born. It's time to reprogram yourself according to the word of God. So my scripture today, out of a man's mouth reveals the issue of his heart. How do you speak? What are your texts saying? What are your emails saying? Oh, you can go to church. Yes, but are you living his plan? You can go to church. But what is your mouth saying? What are your actions saying? So my word for the day is, be awesome, be amazing, but be you. He's an old time God, but his words are still the same. Amen.
I believe I'm going to say that one more time. He's an old time God. Yes, he. Oh, old time God. Yes, he. Joseph, take that call when you want it. But he.
How many people believe that right now?
Let's get some witnesses.
Yes, he is. I have a witness to that. Do I have any witnesses to that?
You can ask the children of
Israel. See, he gives us so many examples in his word. And he says if we don't forgive others, he can't forgive us. But when we forgive, we got to remember the sins no more. Some of you are living in the past right now. It's time to let some things go. He said, if we only had faith of the mustard seed, we'd remove the mountains from our life. But see, faith is on things not seen. Somebody say amen. He said, we have not because we ask not. But when we ask, we do not receive because we do not believe. We're like a ship being tossed to and fro. This season of my life is about being obedient. See, I don't know if God's going to get people to buy books. That's not my problem. See, my problem was making sure I was obedient and wrote the book. See, a lot of you have been given a lot of gifts, but you're asking God to use them the way you want them to be used. Have you ever been free enough to say, God, use me today for your glory? Just for your glory. See, lean not into your own understanding means exactly that. So I want to give you a gift of freedom today. There's freedom in knowing that the Lord is with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And in our darkest valleys, fear no evil. But it's his rod and his staff that comforts me. Anybody say amen?
In the Bible, you got a lot of witnesses for being on time. If we call on death.
So if you're feeling sick out there today, God be with you. As we get ready to close the room and change the link at the top. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, holy and humble before you. You are not one of us. You're the King of all kings. You're the beginning. You're the end. You're the Alpha, the Omega. You're my best friend. You're my love. I thank you for this room today. I thank you for people that have come on this app and celebrate you. God, I just pray that we will remove all the masks out of our lives. See, we're more worried about what man thinks about us than what you already know. Thank you for being there with me last night. Thank you for being there with me this morning. And thank you that you'll be there with me tomorrow. That you will never leave me and forsake me. A lot of people in this room is feeling a little under the weather, God. I just pray a gift of healing, a rain down of your blessings, God, that only you can do. I pray for my sister that's got to go speak today, that you'll give her words that she's never even thought about. That you'll speak through her voice and it'll speak through people's lives and there'll be change. It won't just be an introduction to another human being. It'll be a power and a gift that comes through her voice that lets people resonate and say, how are you so powerful today? It's because of the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just pray for this room. I thank you for Mama Gwen. I thank you for being able to iron sharpen an iron with my sister Roz and saying how you speak matters. Quit speaking death over yourself when I'm with light. We're the children of the Most High God. God, thank you, Jesus Christ, for dying on a cross so that I could be part of your holy family. It's only through you that you are seen clean and holy through God's eyes because you cleanse me of all the sins that I've done and all the sins that I probably will do and doing now. Thank you for that forgiveness and that grace. God, we pray a blessing over this room that you'll give them new gifts. No matter what their age, they'll dream bigger dreams, God. And they'll not only dream them, but they'll take action on a daily basis that'll be changed. People in this room will be changed forever by not hearing my voice, but by hearing your voice through me. We pray this blessing over this room. We thank you for Sister Roz and all the people that are in this room that can hear me. God, please, please just speak to them. Let them know you're real today the way you let me know you're real every day. I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Let's open up our mics and just give some
amen.
Joy.
Come on, can we give him some glory?
Open up the mic. Open up the mic.
Amen. I just have one question. I wonder what would happen if
he
was a preacher man. That's the question. I wonder what would happen if he was a preacher man.
They would kick me out of whatever church I was at, that's for
sure. Well, no, baby, that's what we need. But I also want you all to know that we have a friend and a brother here. And tomorrow on Soulful Sunday, 6 o'clock a.m. Central Time, there's a group of believers that come together, and we have, right before we go into our respective places of worship, God just gives him just a lift for us for this is the day. So this app has just joined God's people. He is a God of connection. And so I thank God for this man. He's forever changed my life. I love him. And I wanted him so much to meet Dr. Stacy, Jason. Of course, he's met Dr. Roz, who's given him an acronym for his life, Raw, Relevant, and you know the rest. But God bless you. And I pray that today we heard God today. I pray we heard him today, and I thank you so much, and blessings as you go to your day, knowing that he made the day, so he's in the day. You've already conquered the day. I'm out. Sister Roz, you can take it from there.
Okay, y'all. Well, we have heard it, and you can't make stuff up. Brother Tommy wasn't in the room. He was having concerns to get into the room, and still... I just want you to put a 537. Let your yay be yay. Let your nay be nay. And this has been like a on time word for what we're doing, for how we're going in life. To God be all glory. Let's give some more emojis before we close out. Brother Tommy, thank you. Mother Gwen, thank you. Jason is resting. David, thank you. Gina, thank you. Nina, thank you. Tarika, thank you. To God be glory. I know that Dr. Stacy will be pleased. See how God brings things into harmony. The puzzle pieces work together to give a well-soiled kingdom room. So all like minds, we are here and we are going to go to our prospective places. Y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And I call out Jehovah Tayil over your lives for worship, wisdom, wealth, virtue, honor, power, influence, favor, and an army rising up. Have a God amazing Saturday and take care. Ciao for now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.